Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get back. We back. We back. Hey, yo. Niggas got some improvements. But wait, there's more.
How you doing? For the love seat. What is everyone?
Money, mate. Eat your bubble pack. Pockets ain't empty, cuz.
Oh, baby. We ain't hungry no more.
Yeah, we ain't hungry no more either, bro.
Y'all know what we vibing with today, baby. Yeah, baby. Hope some of you old heads know this out there. It's like,
this is when you was riding the back of a Cadillac with your grandpa right here.
Quiet Storm with Tony Brown on Power.
Yo, nigga.
Hold on. This is the classic.
Yeah, baby. Get you nice, wet, and moist.
Oh, that's yours.
Oh, this nigga fucking up. Oh, my. Yeah. I was like, this is why you don't have niggas have to off.
Where was you at when this was on?
Yes, sir, people.
I remember being in the back of the pickup truck, coming back from Uncle Tony's, right?
Grandpa
bumping his joint, right?
Middle of the road, because he got a little bit of a buzz.
You feel me? We just sitting there listening like, what song is this? So it's just the radio. Then you just riding, right? You ride, you cruising. Then you get home, like, damn, why am I so tense?
Why is my buzz? My blood just boiling.
Get out of the truck. You like, we was like, what, 14, 15? Like, dang.
Where that lotion at?
I just want to beat my meat.
I'm telling you.
Ride home, listening to this, man. You like, man, why I feel stimulated? You don't know you're stimulated at the time, but.
This shit right here, man.
I'm telling you, man.
I ain't gonna lie. He was talking that shit. It's one of the smoothest intros, radio, whatever you want to call it.
I'm telling you, man. When this came on, you knew the playlist was gonna be fire for the whole ride.
For the whole ride. After this, Earth, Wind came on, Isley Brothers. Might hear a little bit of Frankie Beverly, RP to the GOAT. Boy, I'm telling you.
Turn it on. Quiet Storm.
I remember I used to be on the game singing. This niggas used to be like, well, what are you singing? I don't know why this shit be stuck in my head, bro. Sometimes I just start singing this shit randomly.
Together we find.
Imagine talking to your bitch like this. Nigga, you get ass immediately. Sound like the nigga from the Allstate commercial. Allstate, the choice is yours. Oh shit, drop them draws.
Now drop them draws. Denzel.
Oh shit. Man, we don't have this no more. He go on the radio, all you hear is 97.5. Blah, 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 blah. Nigga, this shit right here. Good. Just to tilt it towards more of your pause, your mouth. I said pause first. Yo,
should've
nigga.
Just said to my face.
Well, I mean, you talk out your mouth, right? Well, that ain't the only place some people talk out of.
Turn it on. All right, yeah, let's get it cracking, man.
Oh, boy. My favorite butt, man.
Mighty Mike, get your butt tight. All right,
baby, we back, people. Episode 9 of the You Heard Me Cuz pod, man. It's been a while. You know, we've been making, as y'all see, upgrades and trying, you know, get better at this time and time. And, yeah, so I'm your host, Pun, a.k.a. Juan, a.k.a. El Juanito. To the right of me, I got no other than Big Papa, a.k.a. J Love, a.k.a. Smokey the Bear.
The heavyweight lovers in the house.
Mighty Mike, keep your butthole tight.
Tight. To the left of me, man, I got the one, the only, the tonsil tickler, a.k.a. the I don't know. That's a crazy nickname.
Tonsil tickler.
The tonsil tickler.
For the love seat. What is everyone?
AKA Mr. Love Seat, AKA the 5 foot assassin, no other than E Dub, AKA Munchkin, man. We got him in the building. Let's clap it up. Come on, man. We back.
This motherfucker got all sexual nicknames.
I should have put the
sexual chocolate.
Can't forget chocolate dropper as well.
Oh shit!
You stole that from somewhere.
I did. I stole that from Kevin Hart. But I make it.
I mean, y'all both some short, some horny
sexual
shirt.
Chocolate.
He said they gotta make it stick. sticky of the icky.
Oh man, it's been a crazy couple weeks, man. Let me get at you.
Said I heard you got a throat itch.
Yeah. Where y'all want to start off with today, man? Well, we can start off with you know, of course, everybody been talking about it, man. My man got caught cheating, CEO of pharmaceutical. What was it? Pharmaceutical company or something like that?
I forget.
The astronomer, I don't know. He was a CEO, everybody knows. And he got caught up at a Coldplay concert. And I'm going to be real with you. I feel like they did that on purpose. Because out of all the people y'all put a cam on, you put a cam on a CEO of a company that's on some cheating shit.
They thought it was a love couple.
I mean, it is.
If I'm him, I'm spending so much money, right? To defund electronics.
I ain't gonna lie.
I saw all like cameras.
Yeah, on some real though. This is just a lesson. If you cheat, don't go to a concert. Especially if you're in a VIP. You're not like in a record. You're not in the crowd with the regular people.
Nope.
So the spotlight's gonna be showing on you. Don't do it.
If you're going to cheat, bro, like...
Invite your coworkers. That cheat, too.
Yo, what happened to niggas just going to Applebee's?
I mean, he's a CEO.
All right, but you going to a restaurant, like, bro, a concert? Like, nah, you ain't just cheating, yo. You really...
Well, you don't think the Jumbotron going to put you on it.
Yeah,
that's actually
right.
Kind of smart. It's a lot of people. You like, I don't know, that's a random person.
That's what I'm saying. They say that he was in a booth or something, but even if he was in a booth, like, bro... That's crazy. That's why I said they did that on purpose.
Man. What it is, everybody, listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what it was. He was away from his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He was having too much fun.
Way too much fun.
And somebody wasn't having as much fun as him.
And
got sick of this nigga. Yeah.
You know what's even crazier is? I know he never did that with his wife.
You took her to see who I wanted to see.
Like, that holding her on the balcony on some Titanic shit. No way in hell he did that with his wife. His wife like, damn, all I get is just a little hug and kiss and I'll be back in the morning or back at night. Yo, this nigga went there and, hey, I ain't mad at him, man. So I just hate for that to happen. Then this nigga lose everything.
Yeah, alimony gonna be expensive.
Oh, my God. Bro, he's on bro, you are a trend right now. You see that the baseball game, they have a Coldplay trend where they record people on the Jumbotron holding it and then do that.
Everybody jump and move out of the way.
Everybody jump and move out of the way. Like, bro, I feel so bad. He ain't going to win shit in court. He ain't going to win shit. Yeah, I want the car. She going to want everything.
I would just settle.
Man, I ain't going to lie. That's scary, bro. That's scary, especially you a CEO. I know you have a lot of equity and a lot of shit, bro. She coming for all that. And she going to get it. But, you know, keep your head up, brother.
Niggas pay alimony every day, B. You'll be all right.
And he ain't paying just alimony. I seen the picture. He got like 3 kids. Child support coming too. Well, I don't know. I can't say that.
Nigga, if they get in court, first thing up that lawyer going for said on PowerPoint.
Word up. Oh, shit.
Explain yourself. Man, I can't.
I can't. What was the video of the dude? He's like, you got me. Red-handed, you got me. Word up. So now, you know, we're going to jump to, you know, Fat Joe at SeaWorld. What's going on? I want to know something. I just saw, what was that, 3 weeks ago, Bow Wow Soulja Boy there, which, okay, they're more understandable, even though it's still weird. But Fat Joe, what are you doing, bro?
You should have sold them sneakers, nigga.
So he should have sold them. Should get Pun Ron book back. I don't know. Do something, because if you got to go to SeaWorld for a concert, first of all, I didn't even know SeaWorld held concerts.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
So you went to, go though. See Dolphins and got a Fat Joe concert.
Like, I know them white people, like, why? Like, they confuse the shit. Like, why? Who's
we
this?
Wanted Morgan Wallen.
Word. Shout out to Morgan Wallen. But yeah.
Lean back. Lean back.
The dolphin in the jungle. Like this.
he said, yeah, Dolphins, go ahead, lean. Yeah, Dolphins.
Oh, man. I mean, you know.
Ja Rule was there the other day.
Wow. Well, that's surprising, too, because y'all got a crazy catalog. Where I don't think.
What would I be without you?
What does he say? He said, Teresa.
Monica.
I feel like for them, man, like performing at SeaWorld is like performing at the Violent Flea Market.
Like, it's like performing at Clemson Park.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here?
That's crazy.
Skate 2000. Yo, Fat Joe at the Franklin Win right now. Pull up.
Yeah, oh shit, yeah,
crazy.
Oh man.
Yes, I
was. All right, we're gonna jump to another nut ass nigga. So this nigga, y'all seen the video of Young Jock, right? Oh my god. So
he's gay.
Why are you wearing a crop top hoodie, bro? What is going on? I wake up this morning, I get on my phone, that's the first thing I see.
I lie, he's a master marketer.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, I know this looks crazy. I know I'm getting touched for it. And I can continue to play my 2 songs.
You know what he dressed like? He dressed like a bitch that went out last night, got slutted out, and woke up and left the house. leaving a nigga crib. He like a female that literally got slutted out, yeah. Forgot her kids was home with her parents and had to leave out the crib in a rush.
Walk of shame.
Oh my God, I gotta get home to my babies.
Oh my God, they didn't eat all day. Word up. Kids in the house eating cereal and shit out of box. Oh shit, I ain't gonna lie. He really do that.
He's wild for not having no shirt on.
Yo, come on, man. Like, if he would've...
My thing is this, bro. I don't mean to cut you off, but if it's hot, right? Why you ain't just rock a beater or a t-shirt?
That's what I'm saying.
You got a hoodie, y'all. So clearly you not hot. So clearly you just chose to rock a hoodie with nothing underneath.
And then having the shit on the front, like how bitches had the shit on the back or they ass, where they have the writing on there, like, meet me at the middle. Like, that, look at this shit. Made by the middle. Middle, nigga, what are you wearing? Like, this shit is crazy, yo. This shit is crazy. But, hey, I don't know. Listen, bro, do you, man. Whatever floats your boat. But I'm sorry. Anybody
it's come? Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, it damn sure is, bro. Damn sure is, man. Well, you know, we had sad news this week as well. You know, 3 legends died. R.I.P.
I thought we was going to talk about Coco Jones getting married.
Sad. No, what was sad? No, that was sad.
And Taylor Rooks.
Now, hold on. How you, bro? That is crazy. Like, all right, niggas knew Coco and Donovan had a relationship. I'm like, damn, you know, I'm thinking Taylor Rooks. I'm like, yo, it's still the chance. I'm playing, but ain't no chance. But I'm like, damn. I was always wondering who was gonna lock that down. Then I know, or you see on Instagram and social media, some random light skinned boy.
That's crazy. She was linked with so many NBA niggas,
bro.
Then again, like, niggas would say, niggas She'll do an interview with somebody. Oh, he fucked.
Yeah, nah, I ain't gonna lie. It's fucked up.
He's doing random interviews.
Yo, we really do be doing that. Like, they just be like, man, that nigga
fucked. He definitely hit.
That nigga fucked. Like, when she did an interview, everybody was like, that nigga Tatum hit. Because they were doing like a little flirting. He was like, that nigga hit. I'm like, damn. He probably did. But then I'm like, nigga, that's wild to even just say that every time. But I ain't gonna lie, man. Hey, congratulations to that boy, man. You know, Tyrese voice, man. I was sad as shit when I saw that. I was hurt, so.
Hey. I like to do that.
Huh?
I like to do that.
Well, we, you know, niggas always winning, man. That's how it go. Move your mic towards your mouth, nigga.
I was about to say it, but yeah, I was like.
Move your mouth.
My bad, my bad.
He's about to say, move your mouth to your mic. That was strange.
Why? Nah, I just done some crazy shit. Let me not say it. Yeah, what's the video? What was the drawing that she was like?
Pull this out this way, cuz, like this.
Yeah, pull it out. Yeah. No.
You said what?
That's crazy. Pull it out is crazy.
Pull the mic down.
Grab this part right here and just twist it up. No. Grab this part right here.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And just push it out.
No, don't twist it. Yeah. Oh my God, this thing.
Do it for me, bro.
Break this shit.
I'm good right here. I'll talk. You know.
No, because I didn't know if you wanted to lean more over.
I'll be all right.
Put that in your mouth, man.
Do it, bro. Just pull it out real quick. Over here. You done said it 4 times. Like it don't even hit the same.
I got you.
I appreciate it.
He was sitting there talking like this. Like, you know what I mean? I'll be all right. Whole time, neck crooked in the motherfucker.
That nigga would be stiff as shit.
Look, now he realigned himself. He burped, see?
Drinking that fucking goat milk.
It's cocoa.
He's about to say cocoa nut. He's about to say cocoa nut.
He's stupid.
Yeah, gotta watch Buddy.
But I don't know why I said coke. The way it sounded was crazy. Cocoa nut. It's crazy. It's
good, though. You like the nuts.
Cocoa nuts.
Hey, hydrate you.
All right. Next subject.
He always gotta do that. Oh, yo. What y'all think about the Clips album? I fucks with
it. I ain't listened to it yet.
Fire, man.
Instant classic.
Hold on, nigga.
Fucking neck hurt.
Oh. Yeah, my bad. Malice. Still him. Push. Just exceptional on the album all around. I'm going to be real, though. I didn't like the songs that Pharrell sung in. I was like, this nigga just shut up. I'm being real with you. No shade to Pharrell. But like, I was hearing some of the songs. I'm like, bro, I don't want to hear you, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, early 2000s. Like
he was the Pharrell dude. Had it. He had it. Now it's like that's so far ahead. Like that's so far. Like he trying to sing. I'm like,
he was done after Happy.
Word. He really
would hear that shit. Because
now you're sad.
Word. I don't want to hear. But honestly, great album. Phenomenal album. And I'm glad we got that because, bruh, I'm being real. Tyler's album dropped the other day. And it was, I'm a huge Tyler fan, but it wasn't. He went on Twitter and told people. He was like, yo, don't get hyped about this shit. Cause he knew it was gonna be.
Oh, Tyler, you fuck with Tyler like that? I'm asking a question.
All right, but what are you trying to say?
You talk about the rough neck butt sex dude. He said all hot. He said all fuck flex looking for some hot butt sex.
I ain't gonna lie. Be real, that was a crazy bar though.
Crazy in what way?
Whoa, no, what like you crazy. About? Not, nigga, I'm talking about like it rhymed. It was gay, but it rhymed.
All right, next subject.
It was what? Nigga, he rhymed. Nigga, it was a gay bar. It was wild.
Some stuff you don't rhyme about. What you mean?
Hey, I ain't listened to Tyler since I'm a fucking walking paradox. I haven't listened to that nigga since then.
Nah, he got some great.
Nah, Tyler dope.
Yeah, he got some great albums. He was on the Clips album. He snapped. Benny dropped.
Anyway. he dropped the song.
Yeah. No, he dropped the song and then the album came. You know. That,
anyway, so rest in peace, my nigga Ozzy.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Ozzy, man, legend. Jamal, man, you know, Michael Jamal Warner, man, that was sad. He was on.
Yeah, man, he was basically thing. Like the first
black really kid like, star.
Yeah, first black sitcom star, man.
Yeah. So RP to him and RP to Hulk Hogan. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
He a legend.
We fuck with Hulk Hogan. We don't fuck with Terry. Terry was racist.
Terry, we fuck with Hulk when he was in the Hummer listening to Young Jeezy. Yeah. I got hundreds on
the
phone.
He
replayed that shit like four times. That's the shit. We fuck with Hulk, but that Terry, I don't know who that is. I don't know what
fuck
it is.
Terry.
My favorite meme to Hulk is when he was drawing NWA, but he put N and it was the I. And he was like, yo, it looked like he was about to spell nigger. Yeah. Oh, I got to cut that out. Shit. But yeah, nah, that's one of my favorite memes. But RP to a legend. I mean, he carried WWE for years. I mean, he put him on the map. So, man, RP to that legend as well.
Plus that made that I am a real American. Come on, man.
Bro, he was like classic, was like the Captain America of like he was like Captain America. He was the American hero and all that, you know. So
he just didn't fuck with niggas.
He just didn't fuck with niggas. That was
I
it.
Know somebody who did.
They said Ric Flair is outlasting everybody. They said they find the stories about him. He just a bad.
Yeah, nah, for real. He was a wild dude too, but fuck with Ric Flair. I fuck with Ric Flair, not Richard. What's his name? Richard something. His name is not even Flair. It's just he put that in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, RIP to those legends, man. They always say it coming three. So yeah, RIP to them. So where y'all want to jump to next? The Cam thing?
Yeah, we can go to Cam.
We can go to Cam. All right. Cam, yeah, ain't nothing you say was wrong. Nothing you said about Jalen Hurts and that whole topic, bro. All it's just, you know, the media. They automatically paint you as hating and shit like that, bro. Nothing.
I thought he was hating on Jalen Daniels more than he was hating on.
Yeah. All right. What he said about him, mate, that was more. Yeah. It seemed like some hatred, a little bit of hating. This sound came from it, but Jalen Hurts, he ain't saying nothing. He just said, "Yo, it wasn't Jalen Hurts that won the Super Bowl. It was the Eagles. Like, nigga, their team was the best team in the league. Everybody knew it."
I feel like the stats, him bringing up stats. Okay, he might not have had just outrageous season that everybody proclaimed. Yeah. But I mean, he was the captain of his team. It's a team sport.
Nah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you gotta give Jalen props. You can't discredit his whole championship.
And yo, and that's why I say, like, what Cam was saying, it wasn't like he said it correctly. He was like, yo, I'm not taking nothing away from Jalen, but he's saying that, like, bro, he's not like the only reason why they were a successful team.
Oh, nah, for sure.
Yeah, and that's what he was. It all started because he named his top five. And you know how Eagles fans get when you don't say Jalen's top five. They act like, why Jalen Hurts? He just won a Super Bowl. But I mean, he's not a top five quarterback. He's not doing what other five quarterbacks is doing. Yeah. The top, like Pat, Lamar, Joe Burrow. I put Joe Burrow on top five, in my opinion. Josh Allen, he's not doing all
he's
that.
He's a great game manager.
Yeah, he really is. And
there's nothing wrong with that. Like, everybody got to play their role for, you know, a winning formula. But he's not the type of talent that can take mediocre teams and make them great. No, he's not that.
Yeah, he's not that. So, like I said, but then, you know, Cam, you know, of course, ESPN and all the media outlets start coming at him. And he definitely responded because I don't know if y'all seen.
He came crazy at Gilly.
Oh my God.
He said his album was called Gilladelphia.
He said, can you name me one song called Gilladelphia? He did him, Grease. He did Ryan Grease because he just started naming all Ryan accolades and his accolades wasn't accolades. They were just like, you played a season in the league. And then how he did
Ryan. Ryan won the. I say like a Hall of Famer per se, but he was dangerous though.
Nah, yeah, he wasn't bad. It's just I don't like how when they get old, like Why do when the NFL players, even NBA, it's the same thing. When they get older, bro, they just start saying outlandish and outlandish like shit.
Kenny Smith started with Kenny Smith.
Yeah, bro. Like they start saying, and then they be hating. They be on some hating shit too. Like, I don't know. It'd be weird. Like, I don't have no hatred towards Ryan, but I be feeling like sometimes he be drawing with jumping on conversations. So he got his little fire.
Killed me the one time when now granted RG3 is a cornball.
Yeah, nah, straight cornball.
So cornball. And he furthered that when he did the thing with Angel Reese again.
Smack this mic again. Look at this guy. He can't help it.
He did the same thing with Angel Reese again.
Yeah, that monkey picture was crazy.
Yeah, man. He did a picture where there's a monkey
on 2K cover. That was crazy.
I was like,
man. Wow.
What are you? That had nothing to do with him or nothing.
Nothing.
Like, he just decided to post
and
it.
And then started talking about his white wife. Like, like, so I don't know. So Ryan Clark, you know, he came at him everything. But it's like,
Ryan, how you going to talk about him? How you going to talk about him, right? And then
you got white.
You got a white baby mama.
Yeah, you got a white baby mama. All your kids is mixed race.
I think it's just like one.
Oh, it's just one.
I think it's one. Okay, it's black kids.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Still, it's like
you mess with the bunnies too.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's like you love who you love, whatever. But it's just like,
That's what I said. What you're coming at him like, when he told him was like, yeah, you can't speak on black women because you don't
know the experience.
You don't know the experience.
Like I got a mom and I got a sister.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. So I don't know. I feel as though going back to a Cam, everything he said, yeah. I feel like I'm not mad at him. And him, you know, he petty. So I mean, he came back at a lot of people that said something. I think he did Dan Orlovsky the worst because he was like, Dan, I ain't even got to say nothing to you. Like, he was a first pick and he was out the league after like a year. Like, he ain't had to say nothing. So, I mean, like I said, I agree with what Cam was saying. And a lot of people need to stop like getting offensive about this shit.
I don't even like Cam like that, but he ain't do nothing wrong.
He ain't do nothing wrong. He ain't say nothing wrong. And Cam, at the end of the day, led a team that was trash to the Super Bowl.
Regardless of what happened in the Super Bowl, he still did it.
He still went there with... Like Devin Funches, these niggas you don't even know anymore. If you wasn't living in that time, or watching football at the time, you wouldn't remember them. You still might not.
Tight end was good though.
Greg Olsen was him. Yeah, it's Hall of Famer. One of the best rap diss tracks I've ever heard in college football. Man. Damn. But anyways, hey, shout out Cam. Ain't nothing. You know, I don't think anything he said or did was wrong. I think everything he pretty much was talking about was straight to it. So yeah, which I want to get to.
Just keep going.
All right, bro. My bad. Oh,
no, you're messing with the audio.
Yeah, my bad. All right. Y'all want to talk about Shannon Sharp?
Just go. Keep going.
Yo. All right, bro. I'm telling you.
You asked it, and you hosted the show. Go.
All right. Well, sometimes one of y'all read something off there.
Baby back, bitch. Baby back, bitch.
Oh my God. All right. So the girl that accused Shannon Sharp got the settlement to, so she went on a little Braun press tour, or not Braun, but like Bean, or just think of somebody that's retiring, like a legend, where they go on a press tour, they're like, yes, I'm retiring, made a whole post about it, my career, da da da, because, you know, whatever, I had a great career. Man, she retired because nigga paid her like $30 million. So she retired for OnlyFans. Man, this shit is just... I just sit here and be like, damn, like, I'm not.
If you got a pussy, you better not be broke.
I didn't want to say it, but I mean, yo, it's so many ways to accumulate money as a woman. Like, you just got paid because, I mean, granted, Shannon Sharp was drawing, but she just got paid off that and made, now you're set for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Literally, you set up the rest of your life because this horny ass old nigga saying crazy shit to you on the phone. Like, straight up, look at you. Dumbass nigga, man. Well, now you can't really because you're hearing you move it right now.
It was about to fall.
No, I know. I didn't lose it.
All right. Yeah, we good again?
Good.
Well, all right, what is the worst experience? Now, I'm asking y'all personal experiences. What would the worst situation y'all ever had as far as ending a relationship or a friendship?
I feel like this guy got a good one right now. We just talked about. Don't act stupid.
Like we just talked about before we started?
Yeah.
No, we ain't talking about that. That shit dead.
But I'm just saying, it was a rad experience. Back,
you know? No, it ain't. It's an experience I wish never happened.
Yo, sometimes you got these skeletons in the closet.
This is Petty Allen for real, yo. It's Petty Allen.
Nah, some shit ain't worth bringing up. Some shit ain't worth bringing up. Man.
Nah, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. But I mean, that was one of your worst experiences, right?
No, not really.
Damn. Damn. What, you don't got no, yo.
I got to think about it. It's a lot to think about.
I think, I don't know. I got a lot, like I said, I got a lot of friendships and more so friendships that fell out because motherfuckers just, you know, I'm not going to say it and they're not all me, but a lot of times because, you know, people, you know, go their separate ways and
stop touching the mic
and
they keep going in and out.
And, you know, like I said, people think differently and all that. But I think my worst one was, I'm trying to think. I don't even know. My probably worst relationship was, well, friendship or any relationship with anybody I had was probably with like falling out with like a family member. That's probably my worst one. Not even friends, more so like with family members and stuff where I don't speak to them.
Different.
Yeah, because I have a cousin, you know, shout out, she knows who she is and I love her, but nigga, some shit went down, whatever. And, you know, her people on her side was lying about something and I they threw it on me and I got caught up in it. And, you know what I'm saying? It almost got me jumped and expelled from school and all types of shit. So that was like one of my worst experiences. I'm like, damn, my own cousin kind of like lined me up. Like, yeah. I mean, that happens, but you know, that kind of, yeah. So that
was crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. So that was like probably one of my, I think, worst experiences, like ending a relationship or a friendship with somebody was that, or family, because I feel like family it hit more because that's your blood. That's somebody you love, you grew up with, you got, you know what I'm saying? You had different conversations about certain things, and then damn, you fall out because some retarded petty shit. So, yeah, you still thinking, bro?
Yeah, because I don't know. I look at the difference because you try hard, and then it's like when you see it ain't working, I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
it's like I try, and then it's like once I see there's no hope, and it's like it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that.
Yeah, you know I mean, but yeah, does it sting? Yeah, because you always had the memories and the thoughts.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And, you know, I mean, the good times, but I don't know, man. When you genuine to somebody and they ain't genuine back, I don't know. That's like spitting on me.
For real shit.
Well, real, yeah. Like, I won't say spitting. I'll say like it's like throwing something.
That's like fuck you. That's basically what that is.
Like, I feel like spitting is the most utmost disrespect.
But my thing is, and the reason I feel like that and I take it personal is because it's always the people that know you wouldn't do what they did to you to them.
Yeah.
No, and that's what I don't be liking. And then they'll have somebody that do far beyond worse.
Yeah.
And they still would just have the utmost respect and fuck with them. So yeah. Like, nah, I'd rather just. I don't know.
I feel you.
Plus, I don't like to let people know they made me upset, really.
Yeah, yes. And you know what's crazy? That's one thing my uncle, my dad's he always used to say, he's like, man, no matter how bad you down, or you could be broke, you could be going through anything, man, don't never let nobody see you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then I feel as though sometimes that's not good because, hey, when you got people that really care for you and trying to be in your corner, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to let them know. You know what I'm saying?
See, I agree with that for the simple fact of because if you don't believe in yourself, who going to believe in you?
That's true.
So if you sitting there and you really letting it weigh you down, you ain't gonna never get out the funk. Like, cause people could try to speak words of encouragement to you and stuff like that all they want, but if you really don't believe you can get out the situation, you're not gonna get out the situation.
Nah, that's facts.
So I feel like it's kind of like a mental thing. I feel like it's all mental, bro. It's more mental than physical always.
Yeah. Most of the time. Yeah. What about you, E?
I plead the fifth on this shit. I ain't gonna
lie. Yeah, you go
ahead. Just ask the question.
I asked y'all. Hey, I wanted to say
anything about it. Scary ass shit right there. Nigga gonna ask us the question.
I thought all hard. All I had to do was say plead the fifth.
I'm thinking he already got something lined up, like a story lined up.
I mean, it's like too many count.
That's where I was just at with it. Like, it's all love, though. Like, there's no love from the love, from the heart missing, but it's just, I can't fuck with you.
Yeah.
And once I can't fuck with you, I can't fuck with you.
I feel like, and on top of that too, I feel like, man, your life, I always say, man, your life is a puzzle, man. And, you know, people you had in your life or people, you know, you thought or considered them being there for your entire life, friends, relationships, whether it's your partner, anybody, I feel as though that, you know, the piece is just not going to fit. Like some one of them pieces, you know how you're doing a puzzle, you think that piece fit, but it's not. Something about it ain't. It's lumpy, it's not fitting in there right, or whatever the case may be. So I feel like, you know, it gets taken out and replaced. So I always look at it like, yo, man, you're like
lumpy, right?
And it don't fit and go in places. Crazy.
Come on, man.
Nah, you was on a roll. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Y'all hate when y'all do that, man. Cause now I lost my train of thought. Y'all know
I lost my train of thought when you said that.
I understood exactly what you were saying.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like, bro, I don't know. I always say that, like, man, you know. If they not meant to be there, they not meant to be there. Like, don't. I had such a issue before where I would try my hardest in making it work. Nah, if it don't work, it don't work. And you just can't fix it.
At the point in life, man, it's like, appreciate the good times. And
yeah.
Not those good times don't always last.
Yeah.
Sometimes situations, I look at myself, what I could have did better. But, I mean, sometimes it's boosting the other person.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing you can really do about it. You can't control how the person, how a grown adult conducts themselves. So
how they gonna act or react?
All you can do is wash your hands of the situation.
Word up.
Try to keep your peace.
Straight up. Because there's no reason to keep constant tension. For what? Why am I holding on to something? I'll let it go.
Yeah.
You know? So.
But it's the simple fact of somebody do you wrong or do some shit and then it's dwelling on you while they go live their life.
Yeah,
that don't sit well.
Yeah, because now it seems like they got to hold on you with something like that. Like, nah.
It's like, you living your life, but you don't care about me. I'm in here stressing.
Yeah.
Word. Like, I ordered a cheesesteak and I ain't even eating a quarter of it. That ain't like me. You know what I mean? Like, nah. I ate a piece of my cheesesteak? No. Mm-hmm. But.
Oh.
What the niggas say, but you can't have a piece of my love. Hurry up.
Oh, man. Nah, man. Listen, I don't know. I really, like I said, I truly believe, like I said, that's a big thing in this being growing as a person where you really do got to realize, like, listen, bro, if a relationship or a friendship ain't working, you know, y'all go separate. Sometimes you might fall back into friendship or y'all might, you know, coincide and talk about it and continue it and start off where y'all left, but sometimes it don't. And it is what it is, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But, you know, don't force the shit. Like I said, because when you force it, that's when it's like,
nah, and then it's no longer a healthy relationship. It's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
It's like you holding, you not even expressing what's going on.
Word up.
It's going to be constant. It's going to be, it turns into whatever you got in whatever you holding inside, that shit turns into bitterness.
Word
up. You know what I'm saying?
And resentment for that person.
Yeah, man.
And on top of that, you're not honest. Anytime I always say this with anybody I'm cool with. If I can't be honest with you, I can't be cool with you.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't, man, everybody, like, you can be honest with me. Listen, everyone has their emotions and they might have sensitive to certain topics, but for the most part, you could be honest with me. I'll understand. I might get defensive about it, but I'll realize it. You know what I'm saying? But so many people act like, and I hate this saying where it's, oh, my business, don't talk about it. That's cool. Then don't share shit with me. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because if you share shit with me, then I'm going to speak on it. Like,
you don't be a yes man.
Agree with everything you say. Nah, if you're wrong, you're wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I just look at it like, yo, man, that's where I've learned that if the shit don't work, let it be, bro. Because the toxic shit gonna start, the lies, and you're lying to yourself at that point. You're not just lying to your partner. You're not just lying to your friend or whatever the case may be. You're just lying to yourself because you know this shit ain't right, and you're not.
I
want to
be a real friend if I keep it real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
you want an enabler. You don't want to. You want somebody that's gonna call you on, because I don't want you to call me on my shit if I'm wrong. So you can't expect. It's crazy, man.
So as people, you know. That's just how the world is. You know, you gotta, you know, like the saying goes, everybody is, you know, brought up and raised differently. So we was raised to where motherfuckers gonna say some shit to you. Like I said, if you wrong, you wrong. Motherfuckers gonna say
like
something.
Like it or not.
Yeah. So, man, I don't know. I just that's actually crazy now I think about it, because I grew a lot. I look at my past a lot of times with that. Like, man, damn. I used to always do, man, maybe it was my fault. Maybe I could change with this. And then I had to realize, man, I ain't do shit wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it is what it is, man. You know, hey, another one bites the dust.
That's wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. So, yo, so 2 weeks ago, because we didn't have our EP last week. So PA, PA 911 was down. And I'm in dead North Philly. And all I hear is, I'm at a Wawa, and all I hear is the thing going off of my watch. I'm like, it ain't raining. Why? Like, is it a flash flood or a storm? What's going on? I'm thinking somebody got a duck.
Amber Alert or something.
Bro, it was like that, yeah. And that shit said broadcasting PA 911 is down. And I'm like, it's Friday. 911's down. I'm in North Philly, and it's 95 degrees. Why would you say that? Why would you tell? Why? That's like telling niggas, yeah, yo.
There's a zombie on the loose.
No, that's like telling niggas, yo, you know they don't lock the liquor store down the street, right? So, like, they don't got no alarms in there. Like, that's like telling people, yo, go do something. You know what I'm saying? I was just sitting there, like, when I saw
it. Was purging for 2 days.
Yo, I swear to God, when I saw it, all I just looked around. I said, I swear to God, I was just seeing every YN was just popping out. I just kept seeing ski masks. Scullies, all black. I said, oh my God, let me get out of here, dog.
Yeah, Philadelphia, they already don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. So I was like, let me get out of here. And that shit was down for like a whole 2 days, I think, or a day and a half. So I don't know, man. I'm surprised. Like you said, purge or nothing happened, but that shit was crazy.
Honestly, they could turn that shit off for the whole summer, because
I'm gonna be real.
Listen, man. I understand. Listen, if you were a police officer in Philadelphia or Camden, really Philadelphia, because Camden's still bad, but Camden ain't like Philadelphia.
Man, it ain't like,
I pray, man. It's like, yeah, you basically don't give a fuck about your life. Right? So, if you live in that area,
I gotta pay these bills. I'm gonna pay these bills or die. Basically.
You really risk your life every day.
When I be out there, I literally be like, damn, like it'd be like, you'll see like somebody littering or somebody on the side of the road tweaking. You're the cop, don't care. They'll turn their lights on speed past the niggas. Nah, I gotta go. I gotta get back to the station.
You really gotta like what you do. Seriously.
Nah, for real. And they don't even, I think they're on strike right now, actually. So I'm like, yo, they don't even.
The police?
Yes.
Only got a union?
I think, I don't know. I seen something where they were saying they was going on strike because they don't get paid enough. I don't think there's no payout due for them to be a cop in Philly every day.
Yeah, they damn sure should be getting paid double.
If I ain't making two something like here, that ain't even enough. I'm going to be real with you. I gotta get a bonus too. Y'all gotta pay me a safety bonus. Because my safety's in jeopardy. Fuck me being safe for y'all. Y'all gotta pay me my safety bonus.
When I was fucking with that girl from Philly, she was a cop. She shot somebody right before I started fucking with her. She shot the nigga.
You wild. I'd have been like, all right, you got trigger finger tendencies. Let me get up out of here.
I mean, I'm laying in the bed with her and she tells me, what do you want to do?
Damn.
Get up and leave. Titties was poking. her nipple was hard.
Imagine him trying to sneak out. She put the pistol on the dresser. Where you going? Word up.
Might turn me on.
Wow.
I lied one too. I'm sorry.
You gonna shoot me? You love me, don't you?
You diabolical niggas, man. Yeah. You do something else, bro.
Put the barrel at my beak. Say,
yeah.
What?
Tell me if I ever fuck somebody else, you gonna shoot it off.
What? Nigga said point the barrel at my meat. Oh my God, yo. This nigga's crazy, yo. Oh man. Yo, all right. Is it sassy that dudes be watching the Love Island show? I think that's
yes.
That's sassy, right?
Yes.
Sassy, right? So, all right, hold on. So I'm, you know, I'm on social media, you know, on girl stories, you know, going through stories. I kept seeing the show, so I'm like, all right, bro. Like, I'm about to not, like, I'm not about looking at nobody's stories because everybody posting the reveal of who win or whatever. Bro, when I was seeing, like, when I was seeing brothers there, like, I'm seeing dudes sitting there, and I don't, even if it's your girl, bro, I don't care. I'm not watching that shit.
Yeah, bro.
Then they're sitting there, I'm seeing niggas post about it. I said, yo, all right, come
that's
on.
It's like
bro.
Niggas posting baddies, like, bro, like.
Well, I mean, this guy was just singing Baddie Shot a Clock earlier.
Huh?
Yeah, this guy right here.
I mean, you catch people on Instagram saying baddie, baddie shot.
All these hoes, all these hoes say that shit. I wouldn't say it, but
he lives inside a tanker. He don't know. he's outside, but he's not outside.
Hey, I'm a gas boy, man. Leave me alone. You know what I mean? shit. But no, like, yo, I think that shit is, I don't know. That shit's kind of crazy to me. Like, I'm like, yo, dudes really watch this shit? Love Island? Like, oh, man. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah,
see these niggas ain't got control of their relationships.
Man. I seen a nigga post, what's that girl name? Start with an H. He was like, oh, they need to get rid of Hindua, whatever her name is. I'm like,
yeah.
They need to get rid of who?
Yo,
and I didn't know he was talking about the show. Then they was like, nah, this is the show. Then I seen girls comment, like, you talking about a show, and then you get 5 comments in a row, and they're all women. And it's like, males who? Post.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right.
Boy, I tell you. Like, who the fuck is Hooter?
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't know what the show was at the time. And then
I'm thinking they talk about some. I seen a girl tweeting some shit about that. I said, I'm thinking like, what the fuck? Like, is this a
is this some community shit that people talking about? Like, is it gossip? Like, what's going on? Who the fuck is Hooter?
I'm gonna be real. Can Instagram add a thumbs down button? Like how YouTube, when you see a YouTube video, like, I ain't gonna lie. When I see I hear a bad song on YouTube, I put thumbs down. I'm the one of them niggas. Yeah. Put that thumbs down. If that shit ass, I'm putting thumbs down. So so that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, for real, cause that, yo, I'm sorry. No man should be posting a reality TV show about women. It's more so a woman's, yeah, it's men on there, but it's more so a woman's show. And I'm like, nah, this shit's crazy. Bro, go watch The Wire. Go watch Sopranos.
Yeah,
like,
go do some push-ups, nigga. Go listen to Many Men for some push-ups. What happening, niggas, man?
Word up. When your girl watching that,
this
go
is
cheat.
What happens. This is what happens, man. I blame the rappers.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say, well, yeah, because y'all look at rapper. Y'all, a lot of these niggas be looking up the rappers as male role models now. I blame the rappers. I blame everything that's as far athletes. As influence everybody, man. It's like once y'all decided to embrace y'all inner femininity, that changed the entire landscape of niggas,
bro. This shit is different, bro.
Social media too, man.
That's why, bro.
He said, bro, we about to go watch Love Island being a show, me and my wife. You better go put Get Rich or Die Trying on. Like,
yeah, man.
Go on YouTube, learn how to change the oil on the car. You feel me? Like,
that's a crazy thing too, where bro, I really think there's a lot of men out here don't, and I know.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Couple dudes that don't know nothing. They don't even know how to put oil in their car. Like, I'm not saying, if you don't know cars, you don't know cars. I'm not saying I'm a guru of cars. But like, bro, you gotta know how to check your oil, put oil in your car. Like, that's crazy. It's females that know. You know, my mom know how to do that. Like, come on, you a man and you don't know how to put oil in your car, bro? That's why I said, like you just said, the feminine masculinity shit. Like, yo, that shit's crazy. That's, man, all y'all niggas watching that show, I'm letting you know now. If you say something about that show near me, bro, I'm making I'm looking at you in a wild, like, I'm not even addressing you. I might walk away from you because that shit is weird, bro.
I might slap you.
Or shit, like,
pretty soon there's gonna be grown men posting, oh, put me in my masculine era.
Yeah.
Pretty soon it's gonna be like that, bro.
I'm telling you, it's
gonna happen. It's gonna be like make me be in my masculine era.
Yeah.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's gonna happen. I'm telling you.
Oh my! If I start seeing dudes saying this or nothing like females, bro, I swear to God, I might fight you, dog, because you shouldn't be saying like, yo, it's so weird now, man. It's so weird. That's why I'm like, yo, I don't know. This show started showing a lot of feminine dudes that I didn't even think was like that. Like, one of my boys, he like, yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie, bro. And I ain't gonna say his name. Y'all know who it is. But he was like, man, I was sitting down, baby mom, shit. Man, I was watching Love Island. I said, you was watching what? He said, bro, I ain't gonna lie, shit, all right. I said, bro, you watch a whole bunch of niggas with their shirts off walking around? He like, oh, but the females got in bikinis. Nigga, I don't care. These niggas mean they draws. And you watching them walking around? I said, come on, bro.
I remember I was chilling with a shorty, and she started playing, I think this is Basketball Wise, LA or some shit. I walked out. I started arguing, bro. Not looking at this shit, bro. Not.
this nigga said, man, it fucking smells. And he walked out.
Bro, you ain't sweet all week.
Yo, why is it dishes? And he's like, no, I can't do this no more. It's a spoon in there.
Yo. So, yo, you want to get some pizza? All right, yo, you want to pay, right? Yo, I'll pay less. You know, it's some bullshit.
Yo,
no, go home,
bro. Yo, that's the best thing. Come up with an excuse. I remember this guy right here. He used to be like, bro, call me at 5:45 on the dot.
How many times that happened?
Yo, he used to be like, call me 5:45 on the dot. I used to be like, all right, bro, what do you want me to say? He like, yo, just call me at 5:45. I said, mommy, say something crazy. I'm like, nigga, what? Like, I don't know. Nigga said grandpa or somebody in the hospital. Nigga, just call me. I'm like, yo, I don't want to say. Listen, I lied, but I don't want to lie about that. So I'm like, damn. So I called him. I'm like, yo, man, I need you to pick me up for practice.
Nigga, I ain't had to say that. He just making a conversation.
Or I did that a couple of times. I said, Eric, I'm like, you will cut whatever. I say whatever. And then I come up with a whole scenario, and all Eric had to do was like, all right, I'll be there. Straight up. Oh, you're in there, Coda Rider 98.
Tweet. Yeah, niggas knew I was coming.
Yo, that shit's crazy. You really did used to do that shit. Oh,
Kay, you see that too?
Yeah, he definitely did used to do that shit.
Nah, cause like, yo, why don't you want to go home? You feel me? Like, yo, like, come on. And this is another thing, man. The contract is the contract. You start out doing some shit. Now, until we both come to the agreements that this is going to be something more, no. If you come through twice a week, once a week, whatever, how many times a week, and get your shit beat to the pavement, cool. But the lingering around shit, like, we not like, yo, I don't, listen, I get hot when I sleep. I don't want to share my bed.
There you go.
You feel me? Like,
I ain't even big. I don't even want
that. Another thing, y'all bitches be snoring. Like, nah,
yeah,
bro.
Straight up.
I'm the only one that's supposed to be snoring, but it's not you.
One time, Joel, she was asleep. She was snoring. Like, you don't even work that hard. Like, work a part-time job. Yeah, Why is you sleeping?
This nigga's asshole.
Yeah, that stuck my finger in her mouth when she was asleep.
Straight up. Like, yo.
I'm like, I asked, I said, yo, why did you be so tired? I don't know. I just be tired. Like,
nah, I ain't gonna lie, man. Girl snore, I just kick her.
There you go. Shut up, nigga. Do it like
him. Oh, man. Oh, shit. I can't do it, man. It's something about sharing the bed. Like, it's cool for a moment, but I don't know, man. Like, and then it's like, you start out with enough room to really sleep. And the next thing you know, you do a little movement, you feel a body. Like, why are you so close? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got a California king. Ain't no reason for you to be touching me.
Word. You could be all in the corner.
It's cool out of moving on, but once somebody falls asleep, the other person know, all right, I'm rolling the other way. Like, no, y'all want to just stay on the nigga. Like,
it's
like,
hot, bitch.
Yeah, like, I feel this fan
supposed to be touching me, not you.
I feel like a bead of sweat just rolling down my chest. Like, that's because our body heat.
Nah, I hate girls that don't sleep straight, like
on an angle.
Yeah, diagonal. You supposed to sleep word diagonal. Up. Bro, I don't like that. Nah.
You know it's crazy. I had an argument about that one time where
with all your clothes on. Like, this is a naked only bed.
Like, what is he doing?
You wonder why you're so hot. This motherfucker got socks on and sweatpants.
This nigga really the bull from Project X, yo. When he made the pool, he was like, only way you can get in the pool is you get naked.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's really him. What's his name? Sofka or something? I don't remember shit. That movie was great. But anyways, nah, man. I remember I got an argument about that because I was talking to a female friend of mine. I was like, yo, my grandparents, you know, our grandparents, they sleep in separate beds. So, nigga, they love each other. They faithful to each other.
Both my grandparents do that shit. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, so it's like, there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, I'm getting an argument with the female. She like, oh, that's just, that ain't true marriage or nah, nah. I said, bitch. All right, what do you have? Like,
yeah, yeah, man.
Like, come on, like,
well, it's so far those examples has been successful in like 40, 50 years of marriage.
Yeah, so I mean, like, come on, it ain't nothing wrong with it. You don't like, it's nothing wrong with you like not liking sleeping in the bed with your partner. Y'all have different sleep patterns, or like, you know what I'm saying, one has sleep apnea or some shit, and they need a mask, and you don't want to be like, it's mad characteristics to it. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, after 40, 50 years, you get tired of a motherfucker.
Yeah, like, for real. Like, for real. I ain't gonna lie to grandpa.
40, 50 years, I think we're like 40, 50 days.
Not really. But I ain't gonna lie, our grandpa, like, I used to have to check on his pulse. I'm like, yo, y'all know how grandpa sleep. He got the shit over his eyes, the blind, like the blindfold, the eye patch, and he sleeps like in a coffin. So one time, bro, I didn't see his chest moving. So I said, yo, he like, what, man? I'm sleeping. I'm like, nah, man, like, I'm making sure you alive. Like, why you sleep like that? He's like, what's wrong with it? I said, yo, you sleep like you're dead.
Yo, he sleep like a vampire.
He like, Wilson? Like,
beam of light.
Yo,
wake him up.
Now, he a vampire,
he
for real.
He a vampire,
he
bro.
Don't like garlic.
Or he don't like garlic.
Oh,
he drink diesel. So, yeah. Grandmama, man, oh my God. I remember me and grandma, I took her to a church thing. And we had to get one, she wanted me to drive her shit or whatever. And we had to get one hotel room. I don't know why. My ass, I was being cheap, nigga. But at the time, nigga ain't had no bread like that. So I'm like, man, me and grandma share a bed. Yo, grandma, I see why Pop and her can't sleep. I'm like, man, grandma, you kicking me, nigga. Like, damn. Like, grandma sleep wild. So I was like, see.
Grandma suit up like she about to go play football.
Word.
Like, she'll have a neck brace on.
Yo.
Thing on her head. Some earmuffs in the eye patch. Like, yo. Grandma, what are you doing?
Yeah. She about to rumble, nigga. Yeah. Word. I'm like, yo. So that's why I'm like, man, listen, I get it. And there's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, 50 years happily married. Like I said, man, it, to each his own. Like I said, it ain't no issue with it. But. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't do it though. I couldn't do sleeping with somebody. I'm a big nigga.
I sleep like my dog before I sleep with a girl.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I ain't gonna lie, nah, because
for love in all the wrong places. Been around, seen her.
And then again, that nigga's drawing. What is it? I'm not sleeping with my dog.
He trying to sleep with poo-poo paws. That's crazy.
Nigga started licking his balls in the bed. I slept my dog, but she was a female. You'll sleep with you saying a dog, man. Is even
I said a dog. I didn't say a gender of the dog.
No.
You slept with Faith every day.
Well, I had no choice.
And then she was stinky.
That room was boofing, nigga. What are you talking about? First of all, nigga had no choice because she broke out like she was locked up in a pit.
Nah, he was too lazy to go put her back in
hell cage. Yeah. I wasn't. Bro, who doing that five times at night? She break out every 30 minutes. I'm not doing that.
Man, a combination of farting and dog.
All right, man. This smells crazy.
But it smells like Badolf.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
That shit smells like a kettle. That shit is crazy. Everywhere in the house smells good till you walk by Juwan's door. Like, damn.
No lie. Hey, man. Now, now I'm Mr. Candle Sensation. I got to have candle going. Freshers in my room.
You ain't got no choice.
No, I ain't got a choice now.
You got an embedded smell.
All right.
Bath and Beyond. Shit. Bed, Bath and Beyond.
Oh, fuck y'all, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Nah, good times. Good times. Yeah. All right. We're going to end it off on this topic because I feel like this is going to be a little good one. So, do y'all feel, or we all know this, I shouldn't say how y'all feel, but how much has social media made people like antisocial? Like, how bad has it made people not be able
to
talk?
That's the only reason when that texting is the only way people can socialize with other people now. Word it's up. Crazy. Like, you could just go in a room and it's like people don't know how to start a conversation. Yo,
everybody on their phones.
No?
Everybody's on their phones.
Yeah.
Everybody. I knew it was weird, not to cut you off. I knew it was weird when I was in a group chat and I walked in and my boys were all next to each other and niggas are texting each other about the females there. I'm like, nigga, we're all next to each other. Why are we texting each other? I'm like, my boy hit me. I'm like, nigga, I'm right here. What are you like? Say it to me. He like, oh, nah, bro, we in a group chat. I'm like, nigga, why are we texting a group chat at a party?
Yeah.
But they thinking, oh, Juan, you an old head. This no, nigga, this shit is weird. Yeah. Talk.
I go, that's how I get people. Because I'm real good with, like, holding conversations.
Yeah.
Like, so I know I can sense when a person's, like, timid. Because, like today, when I went to the spine people specialist, the lady, like, you could tell she was already nervous because I was big as shit.
Mm-hmm.
So she's sitting down, so I just walked up on her, like, you know what I mean? So she's talking this shit, but I'm like, you talk to people every day, but it's like my size.
Yeah.
And so it's like my size and then me being able to talk and then looking somebody in the eye, talk to them.
Yeah, eye contact, yo.
So people, ooh, like,
yeah, a lot of people don't like that shit.
It be fucking me up because people start stuttering and shit. I be like, yo, what are you nervous about? They be like, nah, and they start talking and they looking here, they looking there. I'm like, dog, it ain't that serious, but so many people are cell phones. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, holding a conversation is just, it's not common no more.
Because, you know, I even
with females, like you can run, you can be DMing a joint, like anybody.
She's talking crazy.
Here we go.
From the bone. From the back.
So you go,
or she went to shit.
You feel me? Then you get in the car with her and you're like, hey, she's like,
hi.
I'm like, whoa.
Hi, how you doing? Yeah, as soon as I hear that, hi, I'm like,
He said, I'm at the wait 30 days.
Straight up. Like, nah.
It's gonna be a slow night.
Where'd that energy go? But nah.
I should have stayed the fuck home.
Should've
you never get been. One drink of the appetizer.
And I'm eating that shit too. We splitting.
We got 6 mozzarella sticks and I'm getting 4 of them.
Oh, shit. But no, like, seriously, like, yo, like, this shit is really sad because I feel like, yo, man, I don't know. It's so many. I feel like it's so bad because it's like, yo, you try to talk. And I, like you just said, I like making people laugh. So that's how I get to it. Like, I can make any woman laugh. Yeah, all right, you might not dig me or whatever like that, but I'll make you laugh. And then we'll start a conversation. But now
you
I feel like.
Watch, you got to watch some funny niggas, though. A nigga that got jokes, you got to watch.
No, I'm telling you, yo. You laugh, you ain't.
You can laugh a bitch out of sorrow, nigga.
Hurry up.
Straight up.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, you can make them jiggle.
That was it. Real shit. But nah, I'm sitting there.
I've gotten the most play.
Feedback.
I've gotten the most play when I can make a girl laugh. Mm-hmm. Not the suave shit, the smooth lines, no. Making them laugh.
I got two. I sit back. All right. So there's two ways for me. Funny course, one. Two, complete silence.
Yeah. Or just not saying nothing at all.
It works all the time. Yep. It's like, why you don't talk to nobody? I'm talking to you now.
Yeah.
I mean,
they'll be like, excuse me if I talk too much. I'm like, nah, keep talking.
But whole time in your head, you like, bitch, you do talk a lot.
You do talk.
Motor mouth ass bitch.
At the same time, I'm like, you gonna eventually stop talking. Your draw's gonna drop.
I ain't gonna lie. I like females. They be like, I'm a yapper. I'm like, I like that because that mouth move a lot. So it's like, I like that. But when you got the ones that, and you can tell, like, you see them in person. And they on their phone while they trying to talk to you. And I'm like, all right, bro. Like, I ain't even gonna shoot no joke, no shot, nothing, because you steady on your phone and you wanna talk through the phone shit. Nah, dog, that shit is old.
Hey, girls got nothing to talk about.
They don't, because you know, people lack creativity. That's what it is. Like, they don't, not even creativity. People lack a tone and a mindset where I can talk to this individual. And really, you know what I'm saying? Really hash out, relate.
The intellect.
They don't have the intellect to talk to somebody.
Comprehension skills.
Yeah, they know how to do is send memes and shit on social media.
And memes get you somewhere, though.
It do.
I like memes more than paragraphs.
Yeah, than paragraphs. Yeah, I like memes, too. Because I ain't gonna lie, the Drewski memes would send me that at name. Drewski meme gets you.
But you know, I like to let women talk, too, because it'd be like, this is dirty, but... I sit there, be talking, I'll be on the phone, like, say some shit I don't like, note it. Say something else I don't like, note it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this. I'm like a attorney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As soon as you say some shit I don't like, I'm put that in the tuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you was this, but don't forget when you did this.
You can learn a lot about a motherfucker just off of conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Ain't off, like you said, the real shit, because they'll send you reels and memes. You like, okay, this the shit you into.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't gonna lie. I like a little goofiness to my female, because you're just like, yo, you.
Now you gotta have a personality.
Yeah, you got a personality.
You gotta laugh, bro. Life is hard as shit.
It can't be serious all the time. Like, it can't be
sensitive.
Yeah, it can't be. Oh, I want this big ass house, and I want this. Nah, I want some goofy. I want a female to be funny, and we joke and shit like that. And I don't joke too much. All right, because
joke if you want, but just be sure you can take it.
Air it up. Yeah. Just know you're going to get clapped with some flavors.
And that's why I say don't joke too much, because, you know, women, that's just being honest, not no shade, but a lot of women, they do, even the goofy ones, they joke with you, but there's only so much that they fire back that they can take. You can say some shit, but it'll be that one comment that they won't move past, and they feel some type of way. So,
like a wise man once told me that. She'll get over it.
These hoes ain't.
And sometimes that's what saves your relationship. That's another thing. Sometimes, bro, making that hard decision and checking her and upsetting her is what saves your relationship. Because the respect stays.
Yeah.
You didn't cave in.
Yeah.
For real, bro.
Sometimes that saves your relationship. So, like I said, she'll get over it. If it's like, I ain't saying, like, if you're completely wrong, then you're wrong. Admit you're wrong. But if it's something you standing on and she ain't, man, listen. She'll get over it.
You gotta stand on your business, man. If you don't stand on your business, eventually they're gonna walk all over you. They'll lose respect for you.
Sure.
Yeah. Once the respect lost, man. Oh my god.
Oh man. You might as well just
be running around you with a checker flag.
Heard up.
Got him.
That's when she posting shit about you. She flying the fuck, nigga.
As soon as you set some relationship, the respect is going. Leave.
Yeah.
Leave with some dignity.
Yeah.
Before shit get really crazy.
Crazy. She do some shit that make you really crash out.
Leave with some dignity. Listen to me, motherfucker.
He gonna blame me all the time.
I ain't blaming you, but you should have just took my word on it.
And put her outro. I'll put her outro music. Put the music back on while we outro out. But first of all, getting back to it. Like I said, young fella, you can't blame me.
I'm not blaming you, but you should have took my word on it, man. I was trying to tell you.
You can't blame me, young fella, okay? I'm trying to give you some game.
Listen.
Trying to give you some game.
Listen. And your family, you was assistant pimps.
Nah, for real.
Because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have Neil Nutter.
You know, I try to, because at the end of the day, man, I want everybody, all of us, to, of course, meet somebody. And, you know, be happy with somebody and all that. So You know, that's why I be like, all right, because I know our ways. Like, nigga, we see one thing, we be like, man, fuck that bitch. But sometimes, you know, you gotta give a little bit to get. So that's why I was trying, you know, and I know her personally. Well, I thought I did.
That's the thing. That's the problem.
That's the thing.
You never know a girl person unless you met really her personally.
Unless she was her friend first.
Yeah, well, I mean, we was tight back in anyways, but like I said, I knew her personally. Well, I thought I really did. And I thought, all right, yo, my brother, I can see my brother settle down, something like that. But then again, looking back at it, man, well, you know, everything that happened and all the weird shit, hey, man, I was wrong. I was wrong, man. Hey.
No, but, you know, you weren't wrong. It's just what I'm trying to tell you, because I'm feeling it. I'm in the situation. And you telling me, nah, 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 so now I'm going against my gut. I went against my gut listening to my brother, but it was like, man, I'm trying to tell you what I'm going through.
that shit started getting crazy. I was like, hey, man, listen to all the women out there. Listen, y'all need to realize that, yo, it's too many. First of all, men or people in general work damn near 8 to 10 hours, majority of your day. There's no way throughout my damn day I'm going to give you all the attention that you think you need or want. Now, granted, I'm going to, if you're my girl, your partner, whatever the case may be, yes, you're going to get the attention and the love and all that. But, yo, all that, like, clinginess and acting like I'm supposed to be obsessed with you, bro, you're a regular. Just like me. We're regular people. We're not no celebrities, nothing like that. So all that fandom shit, it's not going to go.
Fuck that. This nigga's being peaceful about it. Listen, I'm tired of this shit. Nah, for real, like, you acting uppity. Bitch, you be fixing my bunions when I come get them fit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how are you acting uppity? You work on my feet. Like, that's your job. You, like, when I got a problem with my toe, you work in the toe joint. Now, I'm not saying I'm better than you, but let's just be humble.
I think you need to put on Biggie kicking the door, the intro.
That's how
this nigga's acting.
I'm just saying, bro. Now I'm getting sick of this shit. If you think I came here to play with you motherfuckers, you know what I mean?
That nigga is on some shit right now.
Nah, man, but listen. Women, we love y'all. We wouldn't be nothing without y'all. But we got to get this shit together.
Yes, sir.
We got to get it together.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Definitely, definitely. Ah, man.
Or if not, I'm just gonna be an old man tricking.
But you know what's crazy is? When you see, it's really a lot of them out here. I'll be scared because I'll be like, damn, I'm going to be this nigga when I get over. Like, I'll really be scared. I'll be like, yo. Like, I went to, I was in Delaware. I went to the Wells Fargo. I had to put something in the bank. Bro, this old nigga was in there with a young Joe. I'm like, but I mean, he was, you know, fly old nigga and shit. But I'm like, damn, this nigga probably coming in here to go pay her whole rent. Here you go, baby. Here, 1500 cash.
Told you stop messing with that young brother. Yeah. You can't do nothing for
it. Told you get it. I told you, man. When you just lay with me. Just lay with me. Lay on my chest. Like, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, damn. And I'm like, damn, man. I don't want to be that. Like, I feel like that's a lonely future. What are you doing up there? Oh, shit. I got the hands, man. This is why, hey, people, certain people just don't have the aux. Okay?
People.
He still ain't got it right. Ooh, I like that. I like that, people.
The
hey,
world
listen.
Is filled with pimps and hoes. We'll just talk about those. I know.
All right, listen, people. Hey, man, listen. It was dope.
I ain't done yet.
Okay.
The world is mine. Can't you see?
Nigga don't know the words. Look at him.
Pimps and hoes. About those I know. Make it hot. Come on, man.
Yeah.
The world is mine, can't you see? I'm just trying to be all I can be. Oh.
Now first come the cash, then come the ass, then come big blunts with big chunks of hash. When I score with a horse, she be game for sure.
I'm telling you,
it's your guy right here. It's your guy.
Walk out on that one.
All right, people. Hey.